624, WSGP 983. Hey, Steve, thank you for the frequencies and for the information. I appreciate the learning more about the roots of the wireless stuff, being a new GMRS and ham myself. So I appreciate it. It's very interesting to me to hear more about the history of the stuff around here.
Excellent. Thank you very, very much for that. I'm myself proclaimed historian. But yeah, all those frequencies are good to know. Most people have a radio dedicated as a scanner or a radio that does both, you know, et cetera. So yeah, I'm glad you found it interesting. I'll point this out. So people remember pocket pagers, beepers, you know, whatever. I had a paging system, and it was in UHF. It was on for 21 years, 7 transmitters, 2 on the coast. 100-watt UHF, big antennas, 20-footers. That channel, licensed by the FCC, is the next channel up from the highest GMRS channels that you guys use. So how about that for delineation or segmentation useful of the coordinated bands? Yeah, I was, 462-750 was my paging channel. And I believe the next one down is the top of GMRS.
Yeah, I'm not super familiar with the frequencies. I know that this repeater, because I see it on my radio, 462-725, I think that's the receive frequency for the Gilbert, the NV725 repeater. But yeah, the topic of the breakdown of the frequencies, I think, is a whole topic on its own, isn't it?
Absolutely. Long ago, 30 years, the VHF band, in particular 150-174, was segmented. Coordinating agencies that represented the customer in front of the FCC to push paperwork and stuff. There were different coordinations for like water service, public water departments, police, fire, ambulance. Still kind of broken up into those categories. People tend to not, you know, invade those spaces of unlike purposes. There was special industrial for working fields with agriculture and cattle. There was a section for perishables, ice, delivery of ice in the old days, asphalt that could dry up in transport. Film industry had a few channels out of Hollywood, maybe 6. Tow trucks had their own. The telephone company had their own to dispatch their crews. U.S. Forest Service, the BLM. Weather Service, National Weather Service, you know, 162.55 or 4, you know, out of Ashland, and they're 475. On and on and on. And then narrowbanding came, but there's not much point in talking about that. But, yeah, it is very interesting, and it's so much to it behind the scenes. Very few people know or consider what it takes to keep it all going and what is out there. They just know cops, you know, Roger over and out, 10-4 and stuff. So, they're, you know, I represent the industry.
Yes, I think we spoke before, and I think you told me you have the Gilbert Tower, and one of these days I'd sure like to take a look at that. But you just a little while ago you mentioned people using a radio as a scanner. Tell me more about that. Would a Baofeng be useful, an inexpensive radio for using as a dedicated scanner?
I do remember talking to you before. I mentioned a few things, and you came on, and we talked about it more in depth, which I appreciate. I'm just going to sit here. No, because you used the word dedicated. Here's the problem with a lot of ham radios and GMRS radios and such, as opposed to often commercial radios, which can go into those bands, by the way. It's very difficult to add and delete a frequency from the scan list. let's say you're listening to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 5 just jawing about stuff you don't care anymore, really don't want it in there. You have to go into menus and then a number and add, delete. On a lot of older radios, and probably new, whereas in a commercial radio or a scanner, you go to that channel and just hit delete. You know, real time, if you will. But they will do everything that you need to do. I don't recall how their scan function is at a Bofang. That's probably one of my least knowledgeable aspects of them. Dedicated scanner, you know, is a great idea. Like for home use, just to have, you would definitely want something dedicated.
I looked at a few. I saw a ICOM scanner, but quite frankly, they were a little bit, I think that scanner cost more than all my other, I'm only on HT right now. I'm still pretty new at this. One of these days I'll get a real radio. But I saw the ICOM, what is it, R15, something like that. I think it costs more than all my radios put together. I'd like to find a, if there's a dedicated scanner that's a little more reasonably.
Well, there's certainly, that's another topic on its own. Years ago, we could get them for $79, maybe $69, do Bearcat BC-10 or something. But that kind of all went away. Technology got so complicated on them, and so did the price and such. Yeah, I know. I've tried to find some for a friend. It's just ridiculous. So here might be an answer for that. All of the services mentioned today, fire, you know, ODF, public safety in general, that's all on VHF. A commercial radio, a Kenwood TK705 or a, 763. I'm starting to forget the numbers now. Anyway, there's a bunch of them. I sold 30 models for 36 years. They have the easy add and delete function, and the used market sells them for $25 to $50. I even have them. And that's a good, the long story to a simple solution.
Could you repeat that model? Was it a Kenwood something?
Okay, now you're really testing the old feeble brain. There's a 760G, TK760G. Gosh, I wish I'd remember all the latter ones. Hang on, I got a real easy way to do it. Hold on.